specialising in body image. Hi Holly, are you there?
I am, hi.
Hello, thank you so much for talking to us tonight. So, you're a psychotherapist generally, but does the people who come to you all have issues with their body image, is that right?
No, it's not actually. So I do see a lot of different cases. I see a lot of people who come for anxiety or depression or just parenting issues. So it's really, it is more general than that. But I do have a specialty in body image, and it started, interestingly, many years ago when I was first doing my psychology degree. And I worked with sex reassignment surgery actually at the time. So it's interesting that you have that on as the show later on. But
isn't it great that we're going to be talking to someone who just wants to tell it like it is, not in a silly, gory way, but mm-hmm. just to actually say, this is my experience? Because we don't get that enough, do we?
No, and I think it is. It's really important and definitely more topical at the moment than it was when I was first doing it and learning about it. So the fact that it's becoming more normalized and more able to be discussed is really excellent.
So I've been talking recently in some of my articles about my sense of self, my body image, and I reckon I can trace it back to one moment when I was a kid. And I went into the school showers, and we were forced to have school showers with all the other kids. And I was really, really unhappy with the way I looked. I felt very, very self-conscious. There were photos of me on the beach when I was 6 years old in a T-shirt and jumper. I don't know why. I was very, very skinny, I guess. I don't know, very pale and very skinny and a bit bony looking. And being forced to have showers as a kid in school just did for me. And it's a lifelong thing. Still to this day, I find it hard getting into the swimming pool or getting undressed or going on holiday on the beach and taking my shirt off. Is that a common thing?
Oh, that really is too bad. But unfortunately, it is a common thing. It's just something that people are uncomfortable around. And it can often lead back, as you say, you can really trace where it first started for you. And that's so important for everybody else to know so that we can try to change that and we can make people, you know, the people who are in charge at that time be more sensitized to the fact that people are uncomfortable about themselves physically and that does need to be approached with more sensitivity. So I'm sorry that you didn't have that. And
what do you think if you're a parent and your kid is very self-conscious about the way they look, which let's face it, happens to most teenagers, but some kids happens earlier. What can you do as a parent to try and help them not get a legacy of fear of nakedness for the rest of their life?
Yes, a great question. Again, I think it's about being comfortable. First of all, being comfortable with yourself and your own body is really the best thing that we can do. Yep, as a parent, being able to model comfort within your own self and your own body. But also being able to start those conversations if you see, you know, if you see your child just covering up or hiding, or to actually bring it up and to say, you know, I notice that you're hiding. I'm wondering why, what's going on, and to really be positive around how you see them so that they begin to take that on.
What if talking to the kid made it worse, made it a bigger deal?
Yeah, I think people worry about that sometimes if you bring something up that really isn't there. But in fact, you can be sure that if they're covering up, they are having those feelings already. So by you bringing them up, it doesn't make it worse. It actually gives them an opportunity to talk a little bit or to just hear, even if you're not talking about it in that moment, to have heard from their parent who they look up to that it's okay and that that they understand how they feel is really just could really help a lot.
That's so fascinating. So that if you're a mum or a dad and you don't like your own body and you're around your kid kind of looking in the mirror going, oh, I don't like the way my boobs look or I hate my chin, that can be inherited, can it?
Oh, absolutely. It's the thing that we really are trying to tell people the most right now, that if you are and when you are, because it is so normal for everybody to have those times where they're not feeling good about how they look, to be able to not vocalize that when your children are around, to not do that within an earshot, because those messages are picked up and they are taken in and held on to, and that, you know, the belief that, well, if mommy doesn't like how she looks, well, then that's kind of normal and I'm not supposed to like how I look too. So I really do caution people that when they are having those feelings, and again, normal to have them, but maybe to close the door and sort of say that to a spouse or a friend or whatever, but to not do it within, you know, near your children.
If you get to my ripe old age, I'm 35 now, and you and you don't like your body, is there any hope for me, do you think?
I do think there's hope. I do.
I can be doing Wham by the swimming pool with my shirt on, around, showing everyone my hairy nipples, but I'm not caring.
Well, that would be great. Maybe that's a goal for you to, you know, for you to get to. But yes, I do think there is. I think there's definitely. Well, what do you find helps? Do you find anything helps you feel better?
Drink would help, obviously, you know. But what helps? I don't know. I've often avoided going on beach holidays and holidays in hot places because I don't want that beach experience. And people have made very innocent comments to me, friends. Have said, oh, you're so white, they can see you from space. That's a massive thing on holidays, isn't it? Everyone always said that.
Yeah.
Everyone always said that. Oh, they can see you from space, you're so pale, and you get to the end of the holiday and the people who've just turned up say, oh, you've obviously just arrived because you're so pale. I don't tan, so that kind of makes it worse. They say tan fat looks better than white fat.
Well, Andy, I share the same pale skin as you do, and I'm not British, as you can tell, so I do understand what it's like to feel very pale perhaps on a beach holiday. But it's, again, you know, at a certain point you have to ask yourself, is it enough to hold you back from enjoying all the other great things that come along with the beach holiday and the sand and the water and your friends and, you know, the memories? Is it worth not feeling good in how you look by holding yourself back to not enjoy the other bits? It's a question.
The point you have to get to people to is, I don't care. That if you think my body's ugly or you think I'm too pale, that's fine and I don't care. And people seem to get to that naturally later in life,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, I do. I think that, yes, I think once you've, you know, lived in yourself and lived in your body and can appreciate it perhaps for more than just what it looks like, so that if we can take the emphasis off the appearance piece and say, okay, you know, my body's just for, you know, helping me look good. That's not what it is there for. It, you know, appearance is a portion of it, of course, but if you can kind of look at what it does for you, and I know a lot of women feel this way once they've had children, they've noticed and they have a new appreciation for their bodies for having birthed, and it's an incredible thing. So
amazing thing that women's bodies can
do. Amazing, really.
Extraordinary.
Yes. So I've seen a lot of women shift after they've had babies and be able to appreciate, you know, also just being able to feed a baby and just being able to house one and then have one. It's remarkable. So that appearance piece, because a lot of women don't feel good about how they look after, which again is normal. But once it shifts and that your mind shift can move to, my God, but look at what I just did and look at what I just created, that there's a greater appreciation for your body as a physical, you know, the mechanics essentially that you've done, as opposed to just what you look like and all the stretch marks and things.
It's grateful, I suppose, isn't it, for me to be feeling bad about my body, or for us to be feeling bad about our bodies, when actually we're lucky to have one that's kind of healthy and happy and functioning and kind of gets us to the shops and back.
Absolutely. And it's hard to get there, isn't it? I mean, but yes, in the long run and at the end of the day, yeah, we are really all lucky. But again, it does take a lot of time to be able to get there. And the hope is that it doesn't need to take that much time, because maybe more awareness right now about body image and about all these things and how much, you know, emotion is really invested in all of this. Maybe we can get there faster.
Well, I have been trying to get pregnant for a while now, you know, I'll keep trying. But for a guy, I suppose, being serious, I don't get that amazing moment of, wow, my body can do this incredible thing. I get a slow degradation towards the coffin, don't I, really, as a guy? Nothing amazing my body can do now that it couldn't do 20 years ago, in fact, less.
Well, it's true. Not the birth piece, but you know what? We don't have to be so extreme in that. We can actually just look at, you know, how your legs work and the fact that you can walk yourself to the shop and the fact that you can, you know, run a race and the fact, I don't know that, you know, what you do in terms of that, but athletes, for example, or it doesn't have to be so extreme. It really is. This really does apply to everybody being able to just appreciate the things you can do. And not only what you look like is the goal.
That's what it is. Be aware of and appreciate what you've got, and stop criticizing what you haven't got. Someone said to me the other day, if someone who's your friend was as nasty to you about your body as you are, would you be friends with them? And
yeah.
The answer was, it depends how rich they are.